Today on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a story from a high school basketball player who wanted to quit after a bad game. That's when someone he calls Pops stepped in. Here's project coordinator Basim Blunt.
It said that God couldn't be everywhere, so she created grandparents. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, my name is Jabril Wilder. I'm 17. I'm currently growing up in a single-parent household. My mom, she raising five of us. I got four siblings, two brothers and two sisters.
For as long as I can remember, my grandfather, Marvin Jones, and I have been very close. He stands about 6 foot tall and a gray stubble beard. He was born and raised in Dayton, Ohio. I don't have a driver's license yet, so if I need a ride somewhere, like to play basketball, or whenever I need to be picked up, he's there for me. Now that I think about it, I can't name not one time I called him and he didn't answer the phone.
What is your name?
Marvin Jones.
All right, growing up, was your father in your life?
Not at first, but eventually, he came around. So that was a plus. I enjoyed that.
He has been a father figure to me ever since I have been born.
What are some things that you remember about our relationship, like things that we used to do, like when I was younger?
We used to hang out, go either play some basketball or go somewhere and eat. It was just a chance to nurture some things in my grandson. You had a very meek spirit. You were always cordial. I mean, you respected your elders. I noticed that you're more serious about what it is you need to do. Physically, you're more serious about what it is you need to do more spiritually.
I think growing up around my grandfather made me a better person because he influenced me to be responsible in life and look at life in a funny, different kind of way. Like the time when I had a bad game, I missed a lot of shots that I normally make. I had some turnovers and we lost. After playing like that, I thought about just not playing basketball anymore. After the game, my grandfather talked to me about staying encouraged and telling me ways of how I could improve on the next game. He began telling me stories about his high school basketball games and how he didn't always play good either. After talking to him more and more, I began to feel better about my situation. If it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't be playing basketball to this day.
There's always somebody out there that's better than you. That's just how God created us. But the one thing is you never let nobody outwork you. Always give your best in whatever situation you're in. Always give your best. You always bring your A game when it comes time to work.
I never really expressed to my grandfather like how I feel about the things he does for me. And I never like really thanked him and things like that.
If I was ever to become a father, when and if I become a father, what advice would you give me to my children?
Well, the advice I would give to you would just always be there from day one. Be there when they start walking, when they start talking, because that you can never get that back. So that's very special, not only to the child, but it's special to you. So be there from day one until the very end.
My story will maybe inspire teenagers to get a better relationship with their grandparents or get to know their grandparents more or spend more time with them and appreciate them while you still have them here on this earth, because they are very wise people and they can teach you a lot about life. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Jabril Wilder.
That's a story entitled Pops. Written and produced by Jabril Wilder, a senior at the Dayton Early College Academy. Special thanks to its grandpa, Marvin Jones, and also Ann Rasmussen at DECA. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.